Ladies and gentlemen, this time of year is often a time when we spare a thought about those less fortunate than ourselves. And with that thought very much in mind, we'd like you to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and West Yorkshire knobbly knees champion twice on the bounce from those pre-decimal years of 1968 to 1969. Yes, indeed, it's a special Christmas instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's radio show.
Midnight. Midnight.
Oh, for crying out loud, is there any more? Right.
Midnight on Christmas Eve. I must have fallen asleep counting all my money. I can't remember where I got to. Oh, good. That means I can start all over again. 12 pennies is a shilling. 20 shillings is a pound. 14 pounds is a fortnight. And 2 fortnights is a leap year in new money. So add that to that. No, hang on. Where's me ready reckoner? I'm going to have to start again now.
Oh, oh, I am the ghost of Christmas past.
I don't care what you're the ghost of. Those better not be my chains.
I'm here to show you what will come to pass if you do not change your ways. Come with me and I will show you the folly of your existence, Ebenezer Scrooge.
I'm not Ebenezer Scrooge.
This is number 23, isn't it?
No, it's not. This is 22. We're all even numbers on this side. Dear me, did it not occur to you to look into the A to Z before you left? It's what I do when I'm going somewhere I've not been before.
Ooh, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, not another one. Listen, can I just stop you there, whoever you are?
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Ooh, a Christmas present to me.
No, I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Oh, good for you, then. Listen, I am not Ebenezer Scrooge. I've just been through that with your see-through colleague.
He's right. All the odd numbers are on the other side of the road.
So if you don't mind, would you let yourself out through the same wall you let yourself in through?
Oh, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, for crying out loud. Dr. Living Dead, I presume. Look, I am not Ebenezer Good.
I beg your pardon?
We're in the wrong house.
All the odd numbers are on the other side of the road.
It strikes me you three have turned up woefully underprepared for the job in hand. For a kick-off, you're in the wrong house. You've not even supplied your own chains. That's my bike lock you're using. And if you think I haven't seen you trying to get that Satsuma in your pocket, you're very much mistaken. I've never known anything like it. And put that down. That's my eggnog, is that? Get your hands off it. Get your hands off my eggnog. Give it back to me now. My drink is that. Give it back to me. 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 Stop it. Get off. Oh, I'll knock your sudden block off. I'm not sharing that with the undead. Oh, for crying out loud. If I haven't got enough to do today with everything I've got to do today. I heard you, for goodness sake. There's no need to go mad ringing me bell. What do you want?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy...
Right, right. Thank you. Can I just stop you there? Two things. One, we wish you a Merry Christmas is a gross misrepresentation of what's going on here. Because if you hadn't noticed, there is only one of you. So that's something you might want to look at. And two, which I'm coming to now, what does that say?
Please press once only out of respect for the battery.
That's right, so perhaps you'll bear that in mind for future rings of people's bells. Now then, despite your transgressions, I do have a little something for you. While I go and fetch it, let's have another little burst of that song you were singing, bearing in mind my notes to you.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, that's much better, isn't it? And you're not telling lies now, are you? So, here you are. That's for you.
Half a banana.
That's right. There's a lot of goodness in a banana. They're a rich source of gymnasium. Potassium. You don't want rickets, do you? All the tennis players eat them. Fred Perry, Yvonne Gooligunks, John McIntyre. You cannot be serious, man. That ball was in. I used to enjoy watching him, super brat.
I don't like bananas.
Oh, well, give it to me then. I'll have it sliced up on some cornflakes tomorrow. Just don't come crying to me when you develop a gypsum efficiency. Well, if that's everything, I've got a lot to do today. Good luck in all your endeavours. Right then, I'd better get down to the butcher's and get my turkey picked out.
Morning, Arthur.
Wilf, condiments of the seasoning to you.
A very Merry Christmas to you as well, Arthur.
Now, I've come in to have a look at the bird. I can't take it with me at the moment because I'm out for the rest of the afternoon. I'm doing my reading of the Nativity for the Cubs at 2 o'clock. I've just come in to preview it.
Well, you can have your pick of any of that lot, Arthur.
Oh, right, the pick of the brood. Well, let's have a look. Oh, not that one. I don't want that one.
Why, what's wrong with it?
Oh, it's got a right gormless look on its face, hasn't it? Dear, oh, dear me. And look at that one. It's cross-eyed. One of its eyes follows you around the room and the other one completely ignores you. I might as well not be here.
Well, I hadn't noticed. It doesn't really matter, though, does it, what their faces look like?
Yes, but you want it to have a little bit of something about it, though, don't you? If you're paying Christmas prices for one, you want it to look as though it's at least in the top half of the class, don't you? Look at that one next to it. What does that say to you?
Well, I don't know.
Insolence, that's what. Barely concealed insolence. There's a turkey, had a little bit of an altitude problem in a previous life, if you ask me. What a collection. I'm surprised you put them in the window. Are these the lot, then?
Well, they're all the ones I've got that size. I've got some bigger ones in the back.
Well, you know, you might have to give me one of the bigger ones, Wilf, for the same price. Because it's not my fault they're all pulling funny faces, is it? Here, Sheila Barker's lad's an undertaker. You want to get him to come in and spruce any meat-up you're selling that's got a head on it. Little bit of rouge and eyebrow pencil. Could send your sales through the ceiling. I'll be back for a big one before you shut. Ta-ta!
The Cubs are so thrilled you could find the time to read them the story of the Nativity account, Arthur. They do so look forward to it every year.
Oh, not at all, Vicar. I was a boy myself once. A Boy Scout. So I know how wonderful it is to have someone like me doing something like this for someone like them. Sometime like now. Oh, yes, I had all the badges, you know. Animal tracking, job-a-bob, semaphore, tying knots, untying knots, cutting knots you couldn't untie.
Ah, but what it is to be young, The best days of our life. Well, they're all waiting for you in the hall.
Will you not be joining us, Vicar?
No, I'm afraid I have to prepare the communion wine.
Oh, that's very civil of you. Thank you very much, Vicar. And ordinarily, I don't touch the demon drink. But as it's Christmas, Vicar, you know, I perhaps think I will.
I'm afraid you misunderstand.
But I will just have the one. We don't want to turn it into a session, do we, Vicar? I mean, you've got Evensong, and you want a clear head for that. And I've got a show on tonight as well. You'll bring it in with you when you're ready, then, will you? Thank you so much. Right, quieten down, please. Can I have your attention, please? Dip, 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 come on. Ging, gang, goolagongs. I don't want to have to get the old brown wise owl out now, do I? That's better. Now, Christmas...
Please, sir.
What?
I'm getting a bike for Christmas. It's got 21 gears and front suspension.
Very good. Good for you. Well done. Now, Christmas is a time of year...
Please, sir.
What now? What is it?
I'm getting a PlayStation.
Oh, for crying out loud. Nobody got bicycles and space stations in the Bible, did they? And I'll tell you why. Because they couldn't afford them. Hey? The people in the Bible would have considered themselves very lucky if Father Christmas had brought them a tangerine and Cluedo. Never mind the bicycle. Now, can I please get... Oh, what is it? What have you got your hand up for?
I don't think they had bicycles in those times, sir.
I think you'll find they did. Exodus, chapter 4, verse 7. Now, can you just please keep quiet? In fact, you can make yourself useful, troublemaker. Go and ask the vicar what's happened to my glass of communion wine. And if he hasn't poured it out yet, tell him I don't want that rubbish he had on Sunday. It was very tart, was that? Barely worth turning up for. Then they wonder why attendances are falling off. Serving up muck like that. So sit down and behave yourselves. And keep your hands in your pockets where I can see them. T'was the night before Christmas, and all the children were in bed, excitedly waiting for Santa Claus to come down the drainpipe. To come down the chimney pot. Suddenly, in the east, a big, bright, new star appeared in the sky. This bright new star had not gone unnoticed by the three blind men. Mice. The three wise mice. Blind mice. Wise mice. Listen. Three blind kings from Orient. That's what I'm saying. The three blind mice. They decided to ride on, ship of the desert things. They're not llamas, but it's nearly. So they rode off on their Lambrettas to find out what was at the end of the rainbow. They carried gifts in their saddlebags of Frankenstein's gold and a big bag of sweets. Pick and mix, if you must know. Predominantly chocolate raisins. Meanwhile, on the road to Damascus, King Herod was killing all the babies, which was very naughty of him, and he shouldn't be doing that. I can't stress that enough. So Mary and Judas had to flee. But when they'd fled, they wished they hadn't bothered. Because all the hotels was booked up with it being Christmas. And I do know what that's like firsthand. So I do have some sympathy with Mary and Jonas. Because that's happened to me as well, that, at Blackpool-on-Sea. I have to phone our Doris up and get her to come and fetch me. But of course, back in those days, there was no Doris. Anyway, they managed to find a pigsty and they all bunked in that, which I couldn't do. I do have my standards. Meanwhile, Adam and Eve were dead. So that was a shame. They couldn't have been there for the birth. Anyway, they missed it. They'll know for next time. And all that is where we get the hymn from. Go away in a manger. So after three, three. Away. Come on.
Afternoon, Arthur.
Jack.
That's a nice tree.
You haven't got anywhere I can stick it until later, have you? Only I'm due to make an impersonate appearance at the Leafy Glade, Fogies, or whatever they call it.
Well, you can put it in the back if you want. Pick it up later. What can I get you?
Well, Jack, if my throat were capable of independent thought, it would tell you it feels like it's just been cut. And if it could talk as well. Well, I mean, it can talk in a way, can't it? But only in conjunction with all the other bits. Larynx, mouth, tongue, brains, etc.
Yeah, yeah, but pain then?
Precisely.
Are you keeping busy then?
Oh, yes, you know, it's a very busy time of year for me as Christmas. I've just come from St. Aidan's. I've been doing my retelling of the negativity story for the Scouts.
Oh, there you are, Arthur. I have that on the house. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jack. I'll have a whiskey chaser and a packet of smoky bacon crisps as well, please, while you're in the chair.
So, what are you doing at the old people's home, yeah? You're not moving in there, are you?
No, I'm doing... Oh, that's very funny, that is, Jack. Yes, I'll have to remember that. I'm doing a bit of a routine for them. You know, some of the old comedy pizzazz I've still got. Bit of a treat for them for Christmas. Just 20 minutes or so. I'll keep it short because I don't want any of them to peg out while I'm performing. I've had that happen before. It does put a damper on things.
What time are you doing that, then?
Let's have a look at my watch. Well, as it's Christmas, I'd say in about 3 pints, Jack. Right, then. Here we are.
Yes?
Good afternoon. Could you let me in?
Sorry, who are you?
It's Count Arthur Strong. I'm here to entertain the inmates.
Oh, Count Arthur Strong. Hold on or come down.
Hurry up, then. It's perishing out here.
Hello, come in. We were beginning to think you weren't coming.
Why?
Well, you're quite a bit later getting here than we thought you'd be.
Well, that would have been my agent's fault, that. He told me 3 o'clock.
It's 3:45.
That's what I meant to say, 3:45. That's what he told me. 3:45, I knew there was a 3 in it. Oh, he's an idiot. I keep thinking it's time for me to move on from him, to pastures anew. But frankly, it would break his heart if I went. He's only got me and Rod Hull left. And he hardly works these days.
Well, unfortunately, I go off at 5, so I won't be able to see your show. Now, you wanted a cassette player, didn't you?
That's right, one I can plug my microphone in. I like to start with a song that always goes down an absolute storm. Ha-ha! That's right, it's party time, come on! Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart. You just don't think you understand. Don't break my cart, my horsey, horsey cart. Don't this think you understand. Ha-ha! Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for that wonderful welcome you done me. You really are a marvellous audience. I really do. Is she asleep? Oi! All right, love. Not keeping you awake, am I?
as the arch has finished.
Oh, yes. Didn't you hear, love? They've all caught mad cow disease and died. Bum, bum. Oh, you've got to laugh, haven't you? Here. Did you hear the one about Mickey Mouse went to the doctor's because he was having Disney spells? Oh, dear me. It's the way I tell them. Two boiled eggs.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. I do have Disney spells.
No, you don't. That's the joke. You have Disney spells. That's what you have.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said Disney spells. Walt Disney.
Why would I say that? It doesn't make any sense.
It's not supposed to make sense, is it? That's the joke. Come on, love, keep up. You'll find it very hard to enjoy the next 10 minutes if you can't grasp the basic premise of what's going on here.
Oh, no, I'm not stopping for this.
Where do you think you're going? Bloody dozy. I don't blame her. I'd be right behind her if I didn't have all this to do. Bum, bum. Oh, dear, you've got to laugh, haven't you? Right, for my next trick, I take a simple pack of cards. So, is that your card?
No.
Is that?
No.
Is that?
No.
Is it that one?
No.
Is it that one?
No.
Is it that one?
No.
Is it the right suit?
No.
Are you sure you can remember which one your card was?
Oh, yes, I can definitely remember it, yes.
It's that one, isn't it?
No.
Is it that one?
No.
This one?
No.
Aha! Then in that case, this is your card.
No.
Right, you bloody idiot. That was the last bloody card in the bloody pack, wasn't it? You have forgotten which one it was.
No, I haven't. It was this one, the nine of clubs, look.
What are you still doing with it in your hand? You're not supposed to hold on to it. You should have put that back in the pack. No wonder I couldn't find the bloody thing, you dozy. All right, that's it. That's your loss. I've had enough. Let's press that and get off. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky, now you. Bloody bunch of idiots. Now just me. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky, now all together. I ain't had no love since February, March and May, June and July. Right, let me get out of this hellhole. Oh, for crying out loud. How do these open then? Hello? Please ring for attention. Shop! Shop!
What can I do for you?
Oh, you're new. Where's Nurse What's It gone?
She's finished for the day. I'm the agency nurse. Is there a problem?
We can't get through the doors. Will you let me out?
Oh, I can't do that. The doors are locked for the night. Just for your own safety.
What are you talking about? The doors are locked for the night. I've got to get out. I've got a turkey to collect. Here, I'm not one of the bloody inmates, you know.
Oh, aren't you?
No, I bloody am not.
Who are you, then?
I'm Count Arthur Strong, as if you didn't know.
You're a count, are you? Oh, well, pleased to meet you. I'm Princess Leia off Star Wars.
Listen, I've just been doing a show here. I've been entertaining the inmates. Here, look, she'll tell you. Ask her.
Excuse me, love.
What do you want? I'm going to the lavatory.
Not as we speak, I hope.
It won't take a minute. Has he been entertaining you?
Oh, no, he hasn't. He's not been entertaining anyone at all. He's not right in the head, him, no.
That's right. Rub salt into the knife you've stuck in me back and twisted. I was doing all right in there until you walked out.
Why don't you just go back in the day room? Find yourself a newspaper to read. It'll be supper time soon.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Are you going to open that door or not?
Medication time.
Now, come on.
Get your hands off me.
Now, if you don't settle down, I'm going to have to sedate you.
I'd like to see you try it. Come on, then, eh? You don't frighten me. I've done... What is it? Where you hit him? boxing? Oh, yes. You come near me and I'll knock your flipping block up. Ow! Ow! Oh, what have you done? What have you suddenly done?
Just a little jab. You'll feel a lot calmer in a minute.
You've just got yourself into all kinds of bother, you have. Sticking that in my bottom. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when my legal people finish with you. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Can you hear me, Mother? Tweet, tweet. Good afternoon, squadron leader. Top of the world. Absolutely wonderful. Pip, pip.
Hello, Leafy Glade Retirement Home. Oh, hello. Count Arthur Strong? Yes. Oh.
You all right there, Arthur?
Ooh, I am as light as a feather, Jack. I am as happy as an angel, as merry as a schoolboy, as giddy as a man with a drink problem. Let's get a sing song going. I'm dreaming of a white blackout, just like the one that I've just had.
Hello, Arthur. You never picked your turkey up from the shop, did you? Can I get you a drink?
Wilf Taylor, my dear old friend and butcher, I shall buy you a drink.
What?
But tell me first, what day is today?
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve? Then I've not missed it. And is the turkey still hanging up in your shop? The big one, mind, the prize turkey, not the small boss-eyed one.
Yeah.
Go and fetch it, and I'll give you a half crown. No, sod it, you can have a full fortnight. I'll send it to Pork Scratchit's house. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips, by the window, all together now. Jack, drinks for everyone, please.
Are you sure you're all right, Arthur?
Never better, Jack, never better. And now that everybody has their glasses charged, would you please raise them in a toast with me and Tiny Tum Thumb? God bless us, each and every one of us. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Sue Perkins, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Comedia Brighton, is produced by John Leonard and Mark Radcliffe, and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.